Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast where I, Paul Verhoeven, sit down with John Verhoeven, my ex-cop dad, and talk about whatever we want because it's a true crime podcast and sometimes we all need a bit of a laugh. Dad, listen, last week you teased something very, very strange at the end of Loose Ends. I believe you mentioned a red door, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I love red doors. We had a red door.
Did we?
In one of our many houses.
Did we?
Definitely.
Okay. But that's not the red door you're referring to today.
No, it's not. But you and your brother lived behind a red door.
Did we?
Your room. That's the night of the red underpants saga.
What the... What?
Yes. You and Mark were asleep.
Wait. You mean where you... With the opera house?
No, no.
What?
Oh, that was red underpants as well.
Hang on, what
I love red underpants.
Hang on, okay, wind back. Sorry, listeners, we appear to have gotten lost a little bit here. The red underpants saga. That
yes.
Sounds like a slightly edgy children's book. Can you please...
It was a heavy crim armed with a knife. Tried to break into our house.
Okay, Dad, 5 years, and you're like, out of stories. Out of stories. And then I bring up a red door and you're like, oh, cream red underpants. Classic. I'm like, you never, Paul, ever told us this.
Paul, your rendition of my voice
is pretty good.
It's not good at all.
It's not bad. Listen, forget the rendition. Forget the rendition. Tell this in the manner which befits this podcast. Back to the start, as many details as possible. I want to hear every single detail of this story because I have no memory of this.
You're very sweet, but I have a feeling that some listeners are going to say we've heard this story before. So we lived on a main road.
Which road was this?
Condamine Street.
Condamine Street? Where was that?
The coachman's cottage.
Oh, okay. So very, very busy thoroughfare heading... it was in North Manly, right?
Correct. And what I'd done, because I like to use lateral thinking, I glued the door shut.
So it was a sunroom at the front of the house.
Yep.
Right? And you glued the door shut, painted over it, and then that was my bedroom and I believe...
You and Mark.
Me and Mark. So it was a long, thin room. I'm up one end, he's up the other. I'd forgotten that I shared a room with Mark for so many years.
The door was red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And about 1 a.m, there was this banging on your room, on the door.
Right.
Fortunately...
Hang on, did I come and wake you up? Did you hear it first? Do you remember?
Well, from memory, you may have slept through it.
There's no...
deep sleeper.
Was I?
Maybe. Paul...
You're making this shit up.
So, I mean, if someone wanted to break into the house, they'd obviously go to the front door if they wanted to kick the door in.
But just to clarify, we were on the main road. We're on an elevated footpath. You know, it's kind of a sandstone... sort of raised footpath that goes right along the road.
Yes.
And then in order to get into the house, you'd have to climb a very tall wall, easily 2 meters high, brick up to a point, and then wooden lattice, I believe.
Yes. Pole,
and you'd have to vault that first.
Vault without a pole.
Yeah.
So if you, because you're an avid reader, you could have sat in your bedroom.
Yeah.
We could have built some structure so to rest your little elbows on, and you could have just...
Dad, I think I was 15 at the time.
Like I said, little elbows. And you could have just pressed your face up against the window.
Right.
You could have actually read the font on passengers that had stopped outside our place. You could have read the font on their daily newspapers.
Hang on, you couldn't see the buses from the bedroom. You could hear them. You couldn't see them, though.
I think height-wise. You could have if they were a double-decker bus.
No, well, yeah, okay. First of all, we're not in England. Secondly, there was a bus stop, I think, just across the intersection before, so they wouldn't ever stop at the front of the house.
Actually, they did, because if they had the red light, they'd stop. Well, my point is that we were very close to the main road.
But hang on a sec. Just to be clear, I'm getting mixed up. Traffic in Australia is on the left side. Yeah.
Oh fuck, Paul. Jesus
Christ. I'm serious. I'm
Paul.
It is on the left side. Yeah. Okay. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Buses heading north would have stopped if there had been someone reading the Financial Times, wearing a bowler hat.
Yeah.
You could have actually read. If they had have tilted the. That's how close.
Can I pitch something dark into this story very quickly?
Yes.
I'd like to rescind what I said about not being visible. You are absolutely right. We were visible. The lattice wasn't there for most of the time we were there.
Correct.
And I know this because when I was... Please don't take this the wrong way. When I was at the end of my first... By the way, readers of Loose Units, the book, will know this. At the end of the first term of year six... Mum and Dad moved to this house, the Coachman's Cottage, and they transferred me to a school. They pulled me out of my school and put me in a school which was about three blocks up the hill. And I was relentlessly bullied. And I still remember the names and faces of these people, which is not the healthiest way to approach life. But anyway, they all knew where I lived because I was quite trusting and open for the first few weeks of my time there. So I told them where I lived, which was a rookie move with bullies. And they would get the bus... And they would pull up at those lights that you just mentioned. I'd clearly block this memory out. And they would yell through the window at my bedroom every afternoon for quite some time.
Upsetting.
So I think that's part of the reason why I blocked. Yep. Well, what a fun memory to relive this one.
Okay, so I ran out ostensibly what is the back of the house, which is technically...
The front of the house.
The front of the house. Because we were sort of... We had a road... at the back and a road at the front, which is unusual.
It's like a triangle. We're on the corner where one part, the front of the house with the sunroom is a major, I guess you'd call it a freeway or something
kind of.
That.
Major kind road, of. Yeah.
And then the intersection that we lived on, the T part went up a hill at a kind of a... So it was basically a triangular piece of real estate, but the back half was going up and up and uphill. So it was a really odd tiered kind of... So getting in the back wouldn't have made sense. The front was the kind of easier.
Yeah, and this guy was armed. He was...
So he was a big bloke.
Built like a brick shit house.
Okay.
And he was armed with a knife, as I said. And he's bashing on the door that would have, if he had got in, he would have confronted you and your brother, which would have been terrifying.
What time was this again, sorry?
Probably 1 a.m.
Okay.
Now, I've run out in my red underpants.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, we will get back to the red door. But good things are worth waiting for. Paul and I have no control over where where these conversations take us, which is part of the fun. Less structure, but also very important from a mental health perspective. So I'm confronted with this knife-wielding South Sea Islander who would have been at least 2 to 3 times my body weight. And he was in a drug-crazed frenzy. And the first thing I thought of was, shit, I mean... I've got two boys behind this door. Thank God I'd glued it shut.
Yeah, no one can get past glue.
No, it's nearly impossible. So he saw me and he jumped up onto our fence and then he basically, the same way he got into the property, he then exited, but under a lot of duress and stress, knowing that I was in hot pursuit, i.e. a skinny guy... I was in the fire brigade at the time, and I'm just wearing red underpants, which I think were some of my favourite underpants, which means they'd lost a bit of their elasticity. So I think my dusters might have been sort of wanting to pop out.
Right, so that's why he ran.
Maybe. Right. Although it was dark. But it's fairly well illuminated once you get up on top of the wall, and then he just sort of jumped off like a superhero.
Did he run down the footpath, or did he go down onto the road and cross the road to the golf course?
I'm okay, sure. There was a bus parked waiting
yeah.
at 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's sort of the stragglers from the city that come home that are in various stages of, you know...
inebriation and whatnot, yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
But it's a bus that goes to Palm Beach, and which is a magnificent sort of end location. If ever you wanted to catch a bus anywhere...
yeah.
Palm Beach is one of those go-to places. The problem was that he snapped his ankle as he fell.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he broke his ankle very, very badly.
Oh, no.
Mm.
And of course, I feel bad. I really...
No, but worse than that...
yeah.
...is that I was in hot pursuit.
Oh, God.
So I've landed on top of him.
Oh, God.
Mm.
So you landed on a guy who's just...
snapped broken. His ankle.
So you exacerbated the injury.
Badly.
So what happens next?
Okay, there were numerous police around because this person, they were after him. He'd broken into several houses and threatened people with knives.
Mm.
I mean, this is a major incident.
Can I just say, you have never told this on the show.
I have a feeling that maybe a listener may get in touch and say... okay. But
quickly,
that's good if I haven't mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, just quickly. There is a... I would have put it in the book, you dingus. Oh, I will put... third book comes out, that story's in there. Listeners, that's a promise.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So, what I want to say quickly was Apple Podcasts has got a new feature. Do you know about this, Dad?
No.
So it's a very interesting feature. If you go to the Apple Podcast page, let's see. You go to a podcast, you open the podcast, you can click transcript. It's automatically generated now. So they're now using AI, which I fucking hate. I think AI is a scourge. But if you go to AI, it automatically generates a transcript of the entire episode, like a book.
Incredible.
And if you reference things like products and whatnot, it puts in a link. It puts in a hyperlink to the thing so you can go through. So if you go to Loose Units on Apple Podcasts, I'll explain why we're talking about this in a second. If you go to Loose Units on Apple Podcasts, and I'm going there right now. Here we go. So I'm going to open up, let's say, our Bondi Junction episode. Scroll down, transcript, you click the body text, and suddenly the entire episode is the written
Paul,
word.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. If we have talked about this story before, it should now be possible to actually search through the text and find... I don't know how to search through that. Well, I guess what I'm saying is it's now much easier for listeners to call us on repeating stories.
Okay.
So anyway, you've landed on the guy.
Yep.
On his ankle. Yeah. Mm.
And the police have approached from memory 3 or 4 police.
How long did it take for them to get there?
Just minutes.
Minutes? Did you call them?
No, they were in the area. They were following this guy. They were sort of a few minutes behind him with every crime that he committed that night. And finally, I don't know exactly. I don't know whether Christine called 000. I don't remember the specifics. But what I do remember is having, I stood up and I sort of had my foot on a part of his body. I wasn't fully aware at that stage that he'd snapped his ankle, but I know that he couldn't move. He was reeling around a bit. I had my foot on him. He'd thrown the knife, which I later retrieved, which was very important because that's a major factor in what he's going to be charged with.
What about fingerprints? Did you wrap it up?
I didn't think about that. I had seen him. There was continuity. I see an armed man.
Yeah.
I clearly, once he's jumped the wall, but I'm quite sure that I saw him flick the knife into our garden.
Okay.
And then I retrieved the knife.
When did you get it, by the way? When did you retrieve the knife?
Within, once the police arrived, I then went back and looked for the knife.
Okay.
Found it. But I remember standing there in my red underpants, which was an unusual sight. But then I remember just looking, I guess, 1 meter in front of me while I'm standing there with my foot on this guy, with police starting to gather around. And there was a bus and every single person within very close proximity of me, they're watching a fairly big incident unfold. And there's this guy, me, standing there in my red underpants. Hence the reference to red. Hence now to...
No, Dad. There's no time. There's no time for the red door story. We don't have time. We'll do it next week.
Okay, that's... Wow, what can I say? I love it.
So when you said red door and the case of the underpant, whatever, I was very confused. I have faint memories of you running like a madman in red underpants. I don't remember this happening, by the way. I faintly remember being younger and hearing you talk about it after the fact.
Okay, cool.
But I don't actually remember it happening.
No, you
think I slept through this?
Definitely, you and Mark, which is good. I mean, it's important not to be traumatized by something so upsetting. But Paul, red underpants also happened to be the same color I wore on that extraordinary day. And I think it's a story we only tell...
At the live shows.
At the live shows.
Yeah.
And I think we will maybe tell it one day, but not in this sort of season of Loose Ends, but... I also was wearing red underpants on that extraordinary day. That, I mean, if you wanted to make a movie or a film about a couple of the incidents that I've witnessed in my life, if I wanted to do a TV producer, director came up to me in the street and just said, "Look, John, you and your son know all about Loose Units." Electric Blue, we get the whole thing, but would you like to sit on a bus stop close by with me, and I've got a pad and paper, and how about we talk about your top stories?
Right, and you're saying the Harbour Rescue and the Red Underpants would be in there. Okay.
Oh. And also the witch.
Yes, the witch.
The woman under the train.
Yep.
I'd
say the bathtub with the nail.
Oh, I think the bathtub is just...
The immigration, there was that one with the guy hiding in the...
Yes, the rapist.
God.
I mean, really, when you start to think about it, I was doing an antique call a few weeks ago, and I drove out sort of south from where we live.
Yeah.
And I came to Long Bay Jail. It's just got the vibe of, and it's on a hill.
Forgive my ignorance, Dad, but Long Bay Jail is, I know some jails close down, especially the kind of older ones. They get superseded by the big, big, big new modern prisons. Is Long Bay Jail still functioning?
Still functioning.
Okay.
And they just sort of add to it. But this particular family, they live, their house, their backyard.
Yeah.
So when you're standing inside their house, you are looking at a perimeter wall of Long Bay Jail. There are so many private homes that back onto the wall.
Oh.
And I just don't know how I'd feel about living so close. But I guess maybe, I'm thinking if there's going to be a prison break, I guess the main thing that the prisoner wants to do is get as far away from that place as possible and as quickly as possible. However, they need to do that, and to do that, logically, you might go to one of the very sort of close houses and maybe break in, grab a knife, approach the occupants and say, I want your car, at the very least.
Right.
'Cause then you can sort of, you know, if you can be calm, you can make good your escape. The problem with, and one of the, I guess, the reasons that Long Bay is in the location that it is, you know, it's sort of one road in, one road out.
Right.
Once you break, do a jailbreak, you don't have a lot of choices. You can't go east because it's just cliffs and you know, the ocean. Very, very close by to where that English school teacher was bitten into by the great white that we reported on a few months ago.
Yeah.
That everyone was videotaping. Paul, these podcasts are fascinating when we start chatting because, again, they're not scripted, which is great. I mean, clearly our, you know, our shadow files are very well researched and we definitely have a plan.
But the Loose Ends is deliberately meant to be, you know, it's like you're hanging out, having a coffee, chatting with two mates. That's the kind of vibe we're going for.
That's right. But, so can we come back to the red door?
Next episode.
Cool.
Yeah. So next episode we'll get there. And I'd like to just quickly say, Long Bay Jail, living on the back of that. If somebody jumped over that fence, they would not just break an ankle. It'd be true. Much worse. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. In about, as of the time of recording, in about 48 hours-ish, maybe 50 hours, Tegan and I will be boarding a flight for Los Angeles. And then we're going to be there for a little bit doing all kinds of stuff. So for the next 2 weeks, the episodes you're going to be hearing, Dad and I have put a lot of effort into pre-recording the episodes and making sure that you've got lots of content happening while we're away. So we've actually recorded and queued up episodes. We're about to sit down and record the next couple of Loose Ends. So long story short, we didn't want you to be without a show. So there's going to be the usual 2 episodes per week. But do not forget, while you're over on Apple Podcasts, checking out the new transcription service thing and how intensely creepy it is, don't forget to leave a rating and a review and bonus points if you want to give us 5 stars. That'd be really lovely. Thank you for listening to another episode of Loose Units. I'm Paul. That's John. See you later.
Cheerio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.